Hey, good morning, everyone. It's what day of the week is it? It's Saturday. How the hell could I forget it was Saturday? Deary me, I've only been back to work a week and brain fried already. Oh well, never mind. Been catching up on everyone's audio booze over the last couple of days. I've not had time to record anything myself, and now I seem, having listened to what everybody else has said, seem to have lots I want to say. So this may well end up into being more than one boo. I think first, just to say, yeah, busy week back at work, and I don't think things have really got moving yet because a lot of people are still on leave, and it's actually, in terms of people in the office, relatively quiet. So we'll see how we get on there. I suspect next week will be much busier. Hopefully that will still leave me time to do the odd audio boo or blog post now and again, but we just have to play that one by ear. Looks like Alex, you're going to be snowed in again this weekend. We were supposed to get some more snow this weekend, but it's now they've I don't know, downgraded the forecast to rain, and certainly at 4:30 this morning when I was asked to take Wilson into the garden because he wanted a wee. It was chucking it down, and we didn't hang around long outside, I have to say. Which I guess brings me on to a question that Nancy raised about dogs. Yeah, 4:30 in the morning. Something you'll have to get used to if you get a puppy, particularly when they're still young. It gets better as they get older, but definitely when they're young, they do need either somewhere to go or someone who's willing to get up in the night and let them in the garden. I think probably a message for Anthony as much as for you, Nancy, but listening to what you were saying about the couple of bad experiences that you've had with dogs. I totally agree. The neighbours who let their dogs roam, that's not really acceptable behaviour. And I think ultimately that's what my message is there's no such thing as bad dogs. There's only bad dog owners. Sorry, that wasn't Wilson agreeing with the last comment. That was actually the postman ringing the doorbell. Because he couldn't get one of the packages through the letterbox. So where was I? Yeah, bad dog owners, basically. I think a lot of what people consider to be bad behaviour, badly behaved dogs, is ultimately how they've been trained and brought up. And it's a big responsibility being a dog owner. If your dog's don't behave, they can do some fairly terrible things. I don't want to put people off becoming dog owners, but I think you kind of need to know what you're letting yourself in for. It sounds, Nancy, like you're already thinking about, what sort of dog should we get, and that's exactly the right thing to be doing. What sort of breed, what sort of size, particularly. A lot of people go, oh, we want an Alsatian because we want a big macho dog. If you've got a small house, that's going to be a nightmare because you're going to have a huge dog in a very small space. So, think about the sort of size of dog that you've got and you can cope with and isn't going to take over your household, because not only have you got the dog, you've got all of the food and leads and bedding and all of that sort of thing. And also, if you're thinking about breeds, behavior traits. Terriers can be very, very stubborn dogs. So if you're thinking about a terrier breed, are you prepared to be very assertive with your dog? Because sure as hell they aren't going to back down. Life expectancy is another one. Lot of purebred dogs don't live very long. And do you want something that's going to be a long-term companion and a pet? If so, then you maybe need to look for a breed that is a bit more longer lived, or crossbreeds, because generally crossbreeds live a lot longer than pedigrees. I think, you know, all of those sorts of questions sound like the sort of things you're thinking about at the moment. You mentioned a poodle. Standard poodles are carriage dogs, and traditionally, and you know, they can be quite dominant and aggressive dogs if they're not handled right. But that said, you know, they have the advantage of being hypoallergenic as well. So a lot of people who suffer from allergies find that poodles don't affect them, and that's why you get the Labrador poodle crosses, the Labradoodles, which, you know, kind of have the best of both worlds. They have the friendly, placid kind of Labrador nature and the hypoallergenic bit of the poodle. So you know, you maybe need to think about that sort of thing as well. You know, what's right for you, basically. And also, I think something that Cesar Millan, who you most people probably know who Cesar Millan is, but he always talks about something called energy, and it's a concept that I very much can buy into. Dogs have a certain level of energy. Some are very quiet and placid, others are, you know, very bouncy, very energetic, on the go all the time. And what he says is, you know, you need to know the energy of the dog that you're getting, and basically try and get a dog that's got a slightly lower energy level than you have. So, you know, basically he's always going to be more tired than you are, so you'll always be kind of on top of things. He's actually written a very good book, which I think if it's probably worth checking out of the library or getting a copy. It's called How to Raise the Perfect Dog, and it talks about all of these sorts of issues, and also the first sort of 6 months to a year of actually having a puppy, if that's what you go for. I would have said, probably given Anthony's previous experience, I'd say go for a puppy from a reputable breeder. Don't go for anything from a pet shop or a puppy farm, because they will come with probably health problems, but also some probably some psychological problems. So if you can, you know, once you know what you want to get and you can find a reputable breeder, a good breeder will, you know, really want to speak to you beforehand and all sorts of things. But that's all in that book, so I certainly can kind of recommend having a look at that book. And, you know, obviously if you want, if I can, you know, help in any way, give any advice, then, you know, drop me an email, Skype me, you know, on Twitter, whatever. More than happy to help. I think, you know, having a dog is a wonderful thing, and certainly I think I was about 8 years old when we got our first dog, and, you know, I've had a dog pretty much ever since. So, you know, over 30 years of being a dog owner, and I don't think I regret a single day. So, yeah, I'd say go for it. Just, you know, really think about what you want and, you know, what is right for you, basically. What I'll do, I think I've written about bad dogs and bad dog owners in a Wilson Pupdate post. So if I can find the post, I'll put it in the comments of this audio boo, so you can track it down. But I wish you luck, and as I say, if I can help, obviously, you know, get in touch. More than happy to. Okay, it looks like I'm running out of time, as I thought I might. So what I'm going to do is stop this one and start another one on a completely different topic. Speak to you soon.